A reading from Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. And he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And behold, now the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am, has sent me to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your word dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your word dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. The bush was burning, and yet it was not consumed. That's the odd thing that attracted Moses' attention. And so he draws near, only to find himself on holy ground. And so off come the shoes. Remember what God said to Adam? Cursed is the ground for your sake. Thorns and thistles it will bring forth for you. And so shoes. But where Yahweh touches down, no need for shoes to protect you from thorns and thistles. And so there Moses stands barefoot and trembling before the fire that burns without consuming. And he hears the voice. He learns the name. He receives the commission. For Moses, the Mount of Transfiguration was surely a bit of deja vu all over again, only better. Only this time, the messenger of Yahweh is not shining in some bush that doesn't burn up, but shining in the very human nature that he received from Holy Mary's womb. It's the same one speaking, though. Moses would have said, I know that voice. I've heard it before. He's seen the people's misery. He knows their suffering. He's heard their cry. And like before, he's come down to rescue them, his people. Only this time, his people is not just Israel. It's his people, all who share the same flesh and blood that he now wears and will wear forever. And you know what? The human family has bigger issues than Pharaoh or his latter-day descendants and all of the oppression he can create. The problem of Satan, the problem of the beachhead that Satan has in your heart and mine, in your desires, and where that all leads, to sin, to death, to separation from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am. But the awesome wonder is that instead of this time sending a servant, Yahweh says to Moses and Elijah, I'm going to do it myself this time. This Exodus is one that the Son of Man and Son of God will lead. And he's not going to lead the way through some mighty sea. Mm-mm. Instead, he's going to wade right through the wrath of Almighty God. He's going to burst right through the grave, and he's going to open a way home to the Father. When thou hadst overcome the sharpness of death, thou didst open the kingdom of heaven to all believers, the Te Deum. Martin Kimnitz says, in this bush, the Son of God prefigured his future incarnation and appeared to Moses. Jesus doing his Jesus thing even then. But his Jesus thing back then, it was only a type and a foreshadowing of the full glory that he came to bring about. Shoes off, holy ground, wherever you encounter the presence of him who reveals his name and is an all-consuming fire, and yet who did not consume the virgin's womb, and who did not consume the human nature he assumed, but rather assume the nature to consume what is consuming you, your sin, your death, your hell, to consume it entirely and burn it up and do away with it forever. And he does it by his cross, so that he opens the way home, our exodus. But have you ever thought about how sweet this was for Moses? What did he pray? He wanted so badly, please let me go in and see the land, please. And God's answer is, no. You did not honor me there at the waters? No, you're not doing it. And when Moses keeps on yakking, God says, shut up with it already. No, you're not going in. Sometimes God's no is really a not yet. Because where is Moses in the account of the Transfiguration? He's standing on Mount Tabor in the land of promise. And you know what? At that moment, I bet he said, what did I want to see this land for? This is the one I wanted to see. This Jesus shining here before me now. He was Moses' eternal joy now. Beyond Horeb to Calvary, beyond Calvary to Zion, home. Moses' home, Elijah's home, your home, my home. Jesus, true God and true man, whose divinity did not consume his humanity, but glorified it, and who will glorify your humanity too, so that on that great day, your body, yeah, this flesh and blood stuff, it's going to shine. It's going to shine with his own glory. But first, you have to make the exodus with him through your own suffering, through your own death, and then home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.